It's Sunday the 25th of September 2016 and the familiar drone of the diesel engine behind there will let you know that I'm at a station, it's Hull Station, and I'm on my way to Manchester Airport to spend a night there, and I'm going to go on to London tomorrow morning and then Vienna tomorrow afternoon and then end up in Maribor in Slovenia, where I'm working from Tuesday until Thursday, and I come back on Friday. So I'm going to do a podcast on this particular trip because I've not been there before. I'm going to be teaching about writing for publication as usual. A very good colleague from Queen Margaret University, the head of nursing there, Brendan McCormick, is going to be there, so it'll be fun to catch up with him. It's a beautiful day here in Hull. I had a bad start to the journey where my code wouldn't work on the brand new ticket machines here, but the man at the desk managed to sort me out. So I'm all checked in for my flights. Another slight blot on the landscape because I couldn't get booked into the Radisson Hotel at Manchester Airport tonight, so I've got to go to the Holiday Inn Express, not even the Holiday Inn. No great hardship, except it's a couple of miles from the airport, and I'm always a little bit worried about getting to the airport in the morning. So I'll have a horrendously early start tomorrow, and there won't be a restaurant on the Holiday Inn Express. I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to eat tonight, or when I'm going to eat tonight. So I'll catch you up with things as I go through this week, which I'm sure will be entertaining one way or another.
This transfer and express service to Manchester Piccadilly.
Well, I'm in the Holiday Inn Express at Manchester Airport. I've never been here before. I don't mind these places too much, but I do try to avoid them if at all possible. But as I said, the Radisson was full and the Holiday Inn proper was obviously full as well, because that's what I asked by preference to be booked by my colleagues in Slovenia. So I stopped off at the Radisson for dinner because it's good there. Although I have to say, most of the times I've been there, certainly on a Sunday night, they're really not coping very well in the restaurant, and there were people complaining about service. Constant problem in the UK. Would never arise in China or somewhere Middle East or wherever, but then I guess labour's a lot cheaper. So I get one free drink as a gold member, so I'll go and have that and get to bed early. Got a shuttle ordered for 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Get to the airport, get some breakfast, catch my flight off to London. I just noticed I've got to transfer from Terminal 3 to Terminal 5. What was the point in BA building that enormous Terminal 5 if they still fly out of other terminals? I don't know. Anyway, it's a nice lounge down in Terminal 3, so that'll be good. It's 6:45 on Monday the 26th of September. I'm at Manchester Airport in the Holiday Inn Express. I'm just going to go and catch a shuttle, take me to the airport, and I'll soon be off on the way to London Heathrow. Pick up the Johnny on the way down.
Gentlemen, very good morning to you from the flight deck. So, Captain speaking, my name is David Rose. Warm welcome aboard this British Airways operated shuttle service to London. Joining me up in the flight deck, First Officer Alex Harley, and in charge of the cabin today is Dwayne Harris. And he and the rest of the team will be doing their best to make the 30-minute flight down to London as short as possible, principally here on board, of course, for your safety and security. A little bit of a drizzly day here in Manchester. Things brighten up a little bit as we head further south.
Slightly
clearer tonight. It was about 17 degrees or so when we left London around about 2 hours ago. Possible for switch the seatbelt signs on. After departure, I do recommend you leave your lap straps easily fastened. And of course, regular travellers amongst you will know seatbelt signs go back on about 10 minutes before we land in London. I'll speak to you later on in the flight with an updated arrival time and the latest weather. Emily Palmer, Vegas, at dinner. So we'll get underway just as soon as we can.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to London Heathrow. The time is just gone 9:20 in the morning. Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the fasten seatbelt signs have been switched off. You may now make and receive calls as well as use all data services on your handheld electronic devices. When it is safe to leave your seats, take care when opening the overhead lockers as items may have moved and could fall out and cause injury. Before leaving the aircraft, please make sure that you have all your personal belongings with you and remember that smoking is not allowed until you reach the designated area. Your journey ends here at
Heathrow on leaving the aircraft. Please follow the yellow signs for arrivals.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome aboard. My name is Simon. It's my pleasure to be captain of the show's operator service. Also to those customers joining us. This in mind, I will shortly provide you with a demonstration of the safety equipment to be found aboard this Airbus 320 aircraft. Now, as your safety is of paramount importance to all the British Airways, I would ask you to please pay due attention to that demonstration. Continuing with the subject of your safety on the airboard, there will be an opportunity for us to switch the seatbelt signs off and you'll be free to move around the cabin. However, I recommend when it goes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Vienna. The local train here is 10:03 in the afternoon. Please remain seated with your seatbelts fastened until the fasten seatbelt sign has been switched off. You may now make and receive calls as well as use all data services on your handheld electronic devices. When it is safe to leave your seat, take care when opening the overhead lockers. Devices may have moved and could fall out and cause injury. Before leaving the aircraft, please make sure you have all your personal belongings with you.
After a 2.5 hour drive from Vienna, I'm now in my hotel in Maribor, quite a nice 4-star Best Western hotel, and I'm going for dinner in about 20 minutes with Brendan McCormick and colleagues from here. That was a long drive, I have to say. I really did want to take the train, but they insisted on having me picked up. My driver, Alan, was a little bit monosyllabic. English wasn't all that good. I think he struggled a bit to understand what I was saying, so it was mainly 2.5 hours in silence. Still, the scenery was nice. We went very fast. It was an autobahn, and a marked change in not so much scenery, but certainly architecture when we crossed the border just outside here to come into Slovenia. So I'm looking forward to the next 4 days, 3 days of work, and then back on Friday. Going to be interesting. It's Tuesday the 27th of September and I'm in Maribor in Slovenia. Had dinner last night with colleagues from the faculty and with Brendan. That was an enjoyable evening, and just about to have breakfast and go off and see what the day holds for us. Brendan's doing some sort of keynote or inaugural lecture this morning, and I'm doing workshops on writing for publication in the afternoon. I managed to get a really nice 3-mile run in this morning along the river here. It's a beautiful place. That's been an interesting morning. Just been at the university, and Brendan gave his inaugural lecture to become a visiting or a full professor at the university here. It was very good, speaking about his work on person-centred care. And we had a glass of wine afterwards, short reception, and then a fairly long lunch. Terrible fuss made because I wouldn't eat the fish, and I didn't eat the fish, and they wanted to get something else from me, but frankly, I'd eaten enough. So, back in the hotel for an hour of, as they call it, rest, as I call it, catching up on emails, and back to the university to do my workshops for an hour and a half this afternoon. Met two ladies here who I had met in Sydney, not this year but the year before. I'd completely forgotten about them. One of them I didn't recognise, and then when I saw the other one I did recognise her. I think I'm too late at trying to get better at remembering names and faces, but I really am appalling. So, emails. It's Wednesday, the 28th of September, 2016. I'm just about to give a class in Slovenia at the University of Maribor. It's Thursday, the 29th of September, 2016, and I'm still in Maribor in Slovenia. Doing some work in the morning before I go in. We're not sure what time we're going in today because, they weren't sure, so we're waiting to have an email at some point about that. Yesterday, did some teaching sessions, had time to catch up on my work as well, which was really nice. And also, in the afternoon, after Brendan and I were both finished, we were taken to a town called Ptuj, P-T-U-J, about 30 kilometres from Maribor down the river. What an absolutely stunning place. I'm really knocked out by anywhere I go to this extent. Beautiful, medieval, but also Roman foundations, and then more Gothic buildings, and more Baroque buildings, and really stunning. By a river, got some superb photographs, then had dinner, and came back into Maribor for a couple of beers with Brendan tonight, and that was very good to, been very good to have time to catch up. So today, again, not entirely sure what time we're going in. I've got to be in for 10 o'clock to teach, but we may be in sooner than that. Then we're going to the capital of Slovenia, and that's Ljubljana. I just had to check up and see what the capital of Slovenia was. Terrible memory. And drop Brendan off at the airport, and I'll spend some time with colleagues in Ljubljana, then back here tonight, and then I leave tomorrow morning. It's Friday the 30th of September 2016, and I'm just leaving my hotel in Maribor. I'm going to meet my driver and make the 2.5 hour drive up to Vienna to the airport, make my way back to the UK. Slightly behind time this morning. I was supposed to meet him at 7, it's now a few minutes after, but I had a surprise visit at breakfast from Boris, that's Madja's wife. Madja's the dean at the School of Nursing where we've just been working. So that was nice. He wanted to come and see me before I went off.
Cabin crew doors to automatic and cross-check.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, as we are now approaching London, seatbelt signs will be switched on in approximately 10 minutes' time, after which the toilets will no longer be available. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to London
Heathrow, level 3. Yes, gentlemen, good evening. Welcome aboard our Airbus 320 leaving for Manchester. My name's James Pearce. I'm the first officer. My pleasure to be flying us northbound. Join me in the flight deck today, Captain Neil Burrows. As you came aboard, you have met Gina and the rest of the crew. First of all, I must apologise for late departure of this flight. Sorry we're still sitting here. Unfortunately, a couple of passengers have failed to join us, so for security reasons, they will have to offload their bags. That's happening now, so as soon as it's all sorted out, we'll be off on our way. Flight time is about 40 minutes. The weather up in Manchester is very similar to here, with a few showers passing through. As we get nearer, though, I'll update you on both the latest weather and give you a more accurate arrival time as well. The seatbelt signs are switched on. Please make sure any time the signs are illuminated, you are in your seat with your belt secure. When it's safe for you to move around the cabin, we'll turn the signs off. But we'd recommend if you're in your seat, have your belt on anyway in case of...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Manchester. The time is 5:05. Please remain seated with the seatbelt fastened to the fasten. Seatbelt signs have been switched off.
Right, I'm approaching Hall Richard, but for this service. Please do take time to check and ensure you've got everything ready before stepping off the train and confine the gap between